This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As we continue here, I misspoke, Mark. You weren't saying everybody should leave the country. But you were saying that that's what people could do if they were sick and tired. And we're gonna get into that coming up here. But your calls and thoughts come first here. And we actually have a listener who's tuned in to one of our newest affiliates. So new that I haven't even had a chance. It's been a busy week. I haven't had a chance to add it to our website, but we're there. We're on WTPL FM 107.7 in Concord,
New Hampshire. Is that the Pulse?
It's the Pulse. We are on the Pulse.
Now, is that on top of those other... Because you did make an announcement, correct?
I announced it earlier this week.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, yeah. It's the same one. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, is this another station?
It's actually a network of three stations. Okay. The same company owns Binny Media across New Hampshire. There's WTSN, which is an AM and FM combo in Dover. Dover, college town on the seacoast. And then there's Laconia, which is a little city in the Lakes region where we're on WEMJ.
What's the count right now? Do you have a number?
Of radio stations?
Yeah, about 200.
185. Mark's being a little too optimistic, but 186.
It has.
We've lost a few. 2020 was a tough year for radio.
They come and go.
Yeah, they do. And then WTPL, which is the FM in Concord. Actually based in Hillsboro, home of Taco Biondo, which is, you know, if you come to New Hampshire, you got to go to Taco Biondo for your
time. Absolutely.
But Joe is on the line, and he's listening to WTPL up there. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. I was just listening earlier saying that y'all wanted people to libertarian views to move to New Hampshire. And
we do.
I was just going to tell you that I lost my job 18 years, and my wife started a travel nurse, and this is one of her first assignments. So we got to do, and we extended twice so far, and I'm actually looking for a job up here because we like it so well.
Where'd you come from? Sounds like the South.
Yes, well, I'm from Mississippi.
All right. I'm from Florida.
Cool.
Yeah, so you're liking it. How long have you been up here now? Except a couple of years?
We've been up here since October.
Oh, just a few months. All right.
Now,
what are some of the striking differences between here and Mississippi?
Well, the snow. Major differences.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Let in answer, please.
Sorry.
Getting duped into this with the lack of snow. We're not really getting a true winter yet, so I think we're kind of not expecting... Don't really know what to expect yet.
Okay.
Did you say you were in northern New Hampshire?
We're around Concord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But like, culturally, I mean, what are some of the things that struck you when you moved up here? Were there some things you're like,
what do you like about it?
Yeah, what do you like?
Well, that's the thing. Being from the South, we were always raised to think that most northerners are like people from Massachusetts, just a-holes.
That's what we're raised to.
Everybody's really cool. I mean, really cool and really accommodating to us and really,
So what you're saying is the New Hampshire people are significantly different from what we might call mass holes up here.
Oh, yeah.
That they're cool, they're laid back, they're freedom friendly, and they're welcoming to you. Is that your experience?
Yeah. Yes, it has, man. Been a good experience for us.
That's beautiful. I love it.
I'd like to speak to that a little bit. I think that there's this division, and there has been for a long time, between the sort of city mice and the country mice.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was raised out in the country. I've lived in cities, but never really, really big ones. And my opinion is that people in the city are sort of raised to believe that people in the country are hayseeds and they're dumb and, you know, a variety of things. Obviously, it's not true. The distribution of IQ isn't based on how many people live in certain square miles.
There's plenty of dumb people in the city.
That's true, too.
Right. And, I think that in the South, we're also, I think that if you're going to make generalizations about people, that the country accent is often generalized as perhaps not the most intelligent accent. Now, I don't know how somebody who talks like this can suddenly be an intelligent person or whatever, but
so true.
Somehow this is what culturally has become the case, right? Maybe the Beverly Hillbillies had something to do with it. I don't know. But I think that ultimately, yes, the city folks need to realize that their haughty attitude, it's not without consequence. That those of us from the country, we notice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate you being out there. Thanks for the feedback. And good luck with this first winter. There you go. There's Joe.
Yeah, at least he's not in Northern New Hampshire. Because, right. Oh, my God, I would be feeling so bad for him.
When people talk about what Northern New Hampshire is, like winter, it's winter 3 months out of the year there.
Yeah, I mean... 9 months.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the summertime when we go up there, it gets cold at night.
Yeah. It's cold at night in late June.
Right. Yeah. What summer? Wait, there's summer in Northern New Hampshire?
Yeah, they must have a day or two.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's.
I still don't want to get in that pool.
I wouldn't want to swim up in Northern New Hampshire. I can't believe they even have a pool. Yeah.
The kids want to be in the pool. They have a good old time.
Right.
It's one of these things where people believe that all of New England is somehow Boston. And, you know, I rarely go to Boston. Don't like going to Boston. Don't want much to do with Boston, frankly.
Well, I can understand why they would see
country.
That. I can understand why they'd think that, though, because when you show up, you see, you know, Boston sports team memorabilia everywhere. Everybody's got, you know, like people that are around and about. They got their Patriots sticker on their car, and they got a Patriots toboggan on or whatever.
I always assume those are just the mass people who moved up to New Hampshire.
They love their sports. And there's nothing wrong with that. So there are six states in New England, right? Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Rhode Island and Connecticut are both basically pretty populated places.
You just named three states.
I understand.
Okay.
I'm getting to the states.
Okay,
listen to me for a second.
Okay.
Then Massachusetts, which, you know, Taxachusetts, mm-hmm. as we call it up here, it might as well be run by Boston because it's
now being called Massachusetts. I don't know. You've been gone for a little while.
That is kind of funny.
And so I write it off mm-hmm. as one of the populated states. And then when you talk about Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
That's northern New England.
That's northern New England. Yeah. There's not nearly as many people who live up there, so if you mm-hmm. meet somebody from New England, you're most likely going to meet somebody from southern New England.
Ah, yes, that's right.
And therefore, you're going to draw whatever conclusion you're going to draw about New England based on that. But in fact, Vermont, before the hippies moved up mm-hmm. in the 70s...
It was a red state.
It was a red state. New Hampshire...
With a lot of guns.
Right now, has a House, a Senate, and a governor who is...
All Republican.
Republican.
But they replaced a bunch of leftists bunch of Democrats that were elected in 2018.
But now we also got Democrats that have guns, so...
That's true.
Yeah, it's an interesting place.
It is.
And it does... You know, when you rate the 50 states in the United States, New Hampshire often comes out number one, or certainly in the top two or three.
Yeah.
And
there's some charts right now where it's number one, and some where it's tied for one, and some where it's number two.
Right. And I think that it makes a good argument. I wish that it would adopt the few things in Florida that make Florida competitive in so
what
much
What does
as,
Florida have, out of curiosity, that it's getting rated so high? Because I don't think of Florida as a free place. I think
I
of
don't
Florida
either.
As a draconian things it's I can't even say
terrible.
On the air right now.
I don't.
So what is it that Florida's got? What can we bring to New Hampshire that we don't have currently?
Well, what they were rated so high for is the homestead exemption.
Mm-hmm.
That basically you have
what is
this.
That?
Okay, so you buy a piece of property, the first 25 in Florida, this is what a homestead means, but you can look it up generally. First 25%, $25,000 of the value of your home is exempt from taxation. And
okay, so the land.
The value of your property taxes can go up no more than like 3% per year. So if there's a big land valuation spike, it won't go up that much. And so you can sort of prepare for it. Also, if you file bankruptcy, they cannot take your home from you in a civil case. That's why O.J. Simpson bought a place in West Palm Beach and dumped all of his money into like a $3 million home 20 years ago or whatever it was.
Now, does New Hampshire not have something you know, where they can't take your property? Because I know, I think New Jersey even has something like that.
Yeah, there's lots of places
with property,
homestead exemption, but if that was true, then property taxes wouldn't be of much value. So,
but there's cops everywhere in Florida, man. When I went back, when I went back, after I lived here for 6 years, I went down to Florida for the first time, and I was shocked by how many cops there were. It was every single stoplight I was at. I swear to you, there was a cop at one of the lanes, and there was red light cameras everywhere down there as well. It's a total police state. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. We'll continue with Mark's plan coming up. Free Talk Live.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. Toot.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Talk Live. And our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
And Forkfest coming up. We mentioned it just briefly a moment ago, but I want to give you the dates. It is going to be June 28th through July 4th. Forkfest.party is where you can go to learn more about Rogers Campground, which is where we're going to be going. We're going to have our broadcast booth set up there in the campground, just like we did in 2020 and the years prior to that. This will be the fifth annual Forkfest. What is Forkfest? It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival. You've been looking at an excuse to come up here and check out New Hampshire and see what it's like to actually be around freedom-loving people all the time. Well, you get to experience that for a week during Forkfest, and it's a great time. And now it's decentralized, which means that there is no central so-called authority. There's no organizers of which to speak. There's no ticket price as a result of that. There is a cost to renting your site on the campground, obviously. And yes, the campground has rules, but they're pretty lax about those rules. Like, there's not a whole lot of rules down
there. There's like one person in the camp store pretty much, and that's almost it.
Sometimes there's two ladies working in the camp store. Yeah. But the old guy that owns the place, when I talked to him last year about Forkfest, because last year Forkfest happened after a lot of these stay-at-home mandates had gone into place, Crosby, and all these rules.
And Crosby is like, it's crazy because Crosby's like out there. He's a 90-year-old guy like working on his tractor to like keep the place all spick and span. It's crazy. It's like where are the employees?
And his attitude was basically, bring it on. He didn't care what the state was saying about mandates. He was just going to run it how he wanted to run it. Now, they did put up like a plexiglass shield in the office, and I think some of the girls were. But he didn't follow the campground rules.
There's nobody like monitoring the campground, going around and being like, you're not doing what you're supposed to. You're not following campground rules. You know, we run there. I mean, I won't say we run the campground, but like, we practically own that campground.
Well, I mean, it's important. It's an important week for them. It's we're a large contingent as far as their customer base is concerned, and they don't want to upset us. They don't want us to go away. You know, we've been there for years, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival's been there for much longer. With I think now 18 years coming up. I think this might be their 18th Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up this year. I've lost track.
Might have been possible.
Might have been 19 last year. I don't know.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's got to be 18, I think, this year, because I think they started in 2003. So I think this would be their 18th or 19th year. The Porcupine Freedom Festival has had some indecision about when they're going to be, but apparently they're now deciding to be the week before Forkfest. So what we've been saying is, for most of up until last week when we thought they were going to be combining together, they're not going to be combining together, the two events. You can still go to both events. In fact, I would recommend it. If you've got 2 weeks, if you can take 2 weeks off, come up for both. Go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think they're only charging $30 for tickets this year. It's going to be the same kind of decentralized Porcupine Freedom Festival where they still have their curriculum. They have their things that they do. But if you just want to be on the campground and just hang out, you can do that too without buying a ticket to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But I bought one last year. I was welcome to attend, which was nice, and they even took my gold backs for it, which was pretty cool. Yeah, I bought my ticket with gold backs.
I expect you to be able to pay with crypto, but gold backs, that's a new one for me.
So 603-283-6160, that's the number here as we go to, we won't get to that call because I haven't had a chance to screen it yet. We'll get to that person here in a moment. Comments in the chat room, though, about the difference between Florida and New Hampshire. I was commenting.
The reason we would talk about that is because Florida and New Hampshire are rated closely on many freedom charts.
They're both, I believe, number one and two on different charts and or tied for number one, so they're pretty neck and neck.
And there's some distinct differences, whether or not least among them, the populations of the state.
Huge population in Florida. If you want to try to actually have an influence on a place,
good luck.
You're never going to touch gonna Florida.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You just give up.
There's not enough libertarians in all the United States. If every single libertarian moved to Florida, it wouldn't have an impact politically.
Right. There's 20-something million people living there, and you're far away from...
If they all moved to Tallahassee, I'll bet they would have an effect, though.
Not really, because I don't think you... the Florida system isn't as accessible. You don't have as many state
representatives. You have the influence on the reps.
You don't have as many of them, though. So Florida has far fewer state reps. They get paid more. You're dealing with more professionals. They've got staffs. They don't want to talk to you. Here in New Hampshire, there's 400 of them. You can easily access them. In many cases, they're literally your neighbor. You know where they live.
Yeah.
You see them in the grocery store, things like that. So it's a much more down-to-earth group of people. They get paid $100 a year here in the state house, and that includes the state senate as well. $100 a year plus a small gas stipend to get them there. But the comment in the chat room is that he's saying I was Sir Kenosha Kyle is claiming that I had claimed that there were a bunch of, he said, is the weed too thick that you don't recall talking about a reopen protest that had a bunch of cop suckers on the microphone saying we love you cops to the dozens of cops there? You literally said this on the air, bro. Which is not what I said. What he's thinking of he's talking about the protest outside of the governor's house. So what happened was...
It wasn't even the same group of people, but yeah, keep going.
Yeah, right. Reopen had nothing to do with that.
Actually, it's not us.
First of all...
Some of us were there, but not...
I'm not Reopen, number one.
Right, right, right.
Reopen had nothing to do... In fact, Reopen New Hampshire spoke out against the governor's house protests. So they were not there. They had nothing to do with the governor's house. They weren't promoting it. Eventually... The guy behind Reopen New Hampshire, who's also a Free Stater, by the way, and his name is Andrew Manoose. I believe he's a Free Stater.
Interesting.
Anyway, the guy behind Reopen New Hampshire, he was against the governor's house protest, but eventually when the governor put the mask mandate in place, he changed his mind, and he sort of was like, all right, do whatever you want. So he was, like, vociferously opposed to the governor's house protest, but then he just kind of backed away. But still, Reopen never endorsed or never backed those protests. But just to clarify for our listeners in the chat room who they're the ones misremembering, it's easy to confuse one protest for another. When Reopen New Hampshire called for protests, hundreds of people showed up. The governor's house, we didn't hit more than 100 except for once or twice, and then it started going down in attendance. After that, as things started getting even colder, then what happened was there was going to be, I think the governor made it so, like, you couldn't get out of, there was no longer going to be, he made an order that made it so there was no more religious exemption to a vaccine, meaning that if there were a mandate for a vaccine, which there isn't yet. But if there were a mandate for a vaccine, you wouldn't be able to use a religious exemption to get out of it.
No, it was to opt out of being in the database, not...
That was part of it. That was part of it.
You didn't have the...
The order absolutely eliminated the religious exemption to being vaccinated. It absolutely did. I read it. It was pretty crystal clear.
That's not how I read it. But okay.
Well, we can both have differing opinions.
Yeah, one of us is right, one of us is wrong. It doesn't really matter.
Well, we may both be wrong. I mean, it could be legal interpretation. Yeah. But regardless, it was that.
Memories are not perfect.
It was after that happened that people were then calling for an armed protest at the governor's house. So prior to that, whether you had a gun or not was another question.
Yep.
Concealed. They were talking about doing an open carry protest. That was the weekend that the load of state troopers came to the governor's house. So that's what Kyle is misremembering. It didn't have anything to do with Reopen. And it wasn't a large protest.
And it's a strategy, you know? I mean, people have different opinions on strategy, so...
And of course the cops are going to show up at the governor's house.
Yeah.
He's their boss. There weren't near as many at, some of these other ones, which included the Reopen protest where there were zero cops. They didn't even drive by the protest with hundreds of people outside of the state house. Now, whether that'll be the case Sunday or not is another question.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Rifle Association is filing for bankruptcy and moving to Texas, where it will restructure as a nonprofit. In a statement, the gun rights group says this is a way to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York, where they have been based for 150 years. They chose Texas because the state is home to more than 400,000 NRA members. President-elect Joe Biden is laying out his plan to vaccinate 100,000 Americans in his first 100 days. The plan includes FEMA setting up vaccination centers across the country. Former CDC Acting Director Richard Besser says Biden's plan is very ambitious.
This is an ambitious goal, and I worry at times when public health over promises and then under delivers.
USA Radio News. Security is tight in Washington, D.C., ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter. I think it's the best way I would describe it. About a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
The inauguration is Wednesday, January 20th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
D.C.'s mayor also extending the city's ban on indoor dining at restaurants through the inauguration, citing security concerns. Many business owners frustrated with the move as they were just starting to get back on their feet. They're calling it overkill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Talk Live. The number here for you to join us is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, Mark, you say people that are sick and tired ought to just get out of the United States. And we still have to talk about that coming up, but with you, it's Ian, Chris, and Mark in the studio. 603-283-6160 is our number. We go to Dave. He is Dave Ridley, calling from somewhere in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. If you want a reason why New Hampshire should secede from the Union, just Google the name Jerry DeLamis.
Yep, okay. Who is he? I know who he is, but tell our listeners.
So he's the husband of a state rep out of Rochester, and he went to the Bundy Ranch standoff, some say kind of after it ended, or after at least the critical part of it ended. And, you know, he was kind of wearing camos. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not really sure what else he did, and I don't think the charges indicate that he did much else, but he was arrested by the federal government with a SWAT team in New Hampshire later on and sentenced to 6 years in jail.
Did he take a plea in that case?
He did initially, but then he tried to change his plea.
Can't do that.
He kind of realized the mistake he made by taking a plea.
Yep.
And when he tried to do that, I guess they gave him extra years for trying to change his plea.
Really? Mark, as you pointed out,
I don't think they let him change his plea.
You don't. You can't. Once you get found guilty, you can't go back and say, "Whoa, I didn't mean to do that." You don't get a take back on that.
Well, you can, but it's darn hard. Well, you'd have to enter new evidence. There's a variety of different ways to be able to.
You can put new evidence in after you take a guilty plea.
You can,
if new evidence is discovered after the fact, I think is what it is it not?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you can get a new trial if you plea out.
Really?
If you can enter new evidence or something like that.
Well, I've never heard of that happening. That's interesting. Okay.
Now, that's not like it's easy. It takes years.
And it has to be significant evidence. It can't just be insignificant evidence.
Yeah,
because
turns out I had two Kleenexes, not one.
Yeah, it has to be like something that will change the outcome of the late decision. If it's something that's not going to change the outcome of the case, then you can't.
Okay. Dave, what about this guy?
Well, obviously, if New Hampshire was not in the union, they couldn't send a federal, and the federals couldn't send a SWAT team so easily to a Rochester house.
But look what happened with Kim.com down in.
I was thinking about that, but again, it's more difficult for them to do that in New Zealand than it is for them to do it in New
Hampshire. They did it in New Zealand.
It would still require the cooperation of the government here, and
that's
if we
true.
Didn't have a government here, well, then good luck.
Pipe dream.
Well, if New Hampshire secedes, it will likely have a government.
I'm not delusional. I realize that, you know, we'll probably only be able to achieve so much, but
Dave?
Anyway, the update is that I guess his aunt, who he's pretty close to, his 91-year-old aunt, has been gunned down by police.
What?
Oh my. Where?
I kid you not.
Where was this?
And killed.
Where?
This happened in California.
California, okay.
Go figure.
She, and I don't think it was the feds that did it. I think it was California police. But
she probably wasn't wearing a mask. I mean,
she's a domestic terrorist.
She allegedly had called police and allegedly had a shotgun when they arrived, and that had something to do with it.
Yikes.
I don't know much else.
Dave, thanks for calling and sharing that terrifying story. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. According to SpolinLaw.com, in most cases, a defendant will enter a plea of guilty after reaching an agreement with the prosecutor. This plea agreement will usually contain provisions waiving your right to appeal on certain issues. The provisions are binding, but in some exceptional cases, a judge may be willing to allow an appeal to proceed if you've waived your right to do so. In general, an appeal filed after a guilty plea might raise the following: the defendant was lied to about the consequences of the plea by his attorney, that the defendant was under mental impairment when he or she took the plea, the defendant was not informed of certain rights by the court, and there were other similar issues that relate to the validity of the plea itself. Maybe there are some chances to undo that, but it's no easy thing.
New evidence would be significant. New evidence would be, like, for example, like now they have a body or something, or the person that you supposedly murdered, you know, is actually alive. You know, that would probably be
some pretty serious evidence. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mark, you were saying earlier tonight that if you're sick and tired of being ruled by these thugs, that you ought to just get out. Forget about the idea of migrating with other people into an intentional community of liberty-minded activists like we've been doing here in New Hampshire for over a decade. As you pointed out, the Free State Project's five-year window is
closing.
Getting closer.
In 2 weeks.
Is closing in 2 weeks, where the 20,000 signers of the Free State Project had the 5 years starting in starting in February 2016, ending February 3rd, I think you said, of 2021, so just 2 weeks from now, basically. And you're saying, you know what, forget all that, just leave. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that at some point or another, you have to just realize that, This you're going to spend all of your time arguing with not just politicians. I mean, I wish it was as easy as arguing with politicians. It's not. Americans have the government that they want to have. They want to fight. year after year after year with other Americans over who is going to be in charge. This year, it's us shoving it down the throat of the Democrats. So this year, it's the evidence is you do.
One out of four
because
Americans.
That's what you do.
I just don't think that going somewhere else is going to mean I'm not going to fight with the people that I wherever I'm moving to.
Well,
3% of the population. I can get along with 3% of the population.
No, that's right. You're
worldwide, anywhere. It doesn't matter where I move. It's 3% of the population.
Those are the libertarians. Right.
Right. So, we're talking to and about libertarians.
Right.
Here.
Right. So what I would say is that what makes a heck of a lot more sense is find some, one of these places that calls themselves sovereign, a nation, right? Find a nation, make a deal with one of those nations that we're going to buy this spot and we're going to do what we want on this spot. We're going to be autonomous and, whatever that looks like. Then negotiate a deal. Well, they already have, 6,000 special economic zones around the globe. And so refining what it means to be a special economic zone is...
Which is this carve-out regulatory jurisdiction that allows for more business freedoms, typically, right?
Typically business freedoms, but, it could be anything, right? Like there's... So, for instance, in Florida, you can't gamble in Florida, but... You can take out a cruise ship that goes out 3 miles, and you can gamble out there.
And international waters.
And then you can turn... It's not international waters, but yes. It's outside of state waters.
I see.
And then you turn around, and you come back, and you've gambled and drank and had a wonderful time and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This stuff goes on all the time. Sure. Prostitution's not legal in Florida, but we have intimate massage studios or whatever.
How come they don't have prostitutes on those cruise ships?
I don't know. I don't look for prostitutes, and I don't know much about the business of prostitution, nor the business of gambling, nor the business of pot sales, or any of these other things.
Okay.
I would invest, but me either.
So you're saying carve out a deal with the same criminal gangs that rule over and violate people worldwide, but you can trust them when you pay them enough money?
Are some governments more trustworthy than others?
No.
No.
No, they're all the same. Pol Pot wiping out Cambodia is the same as Denmark, forcing people bicycles to ride on the right side of the road.
All liars and thieves. You can't trust any of them. Now, I understand that you may have better luck, with some governments than others until the next election cycle.
Okay, so governments change in elections. Excellent. let's take some laws that have existed for decades here in the United States that have remained the same, through Republicans and Democrats. So, for instance, Puerto Rico or the U.S. Marianas or whatever. It's not like the Republicans said welcome in and the Democrats said get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still territories and there's still laws. So, if you have them pass a law or write treaties or these sorts of things, they have a much harder time than sort of reneging.
I like what I'm hearing from you, Mark, but I think we need more.
We'll continue in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to
stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, moments remain, and now the time. If you want to join the conversation, you can. 603-283-6160. Mark says, if you're tired of getting ruled by a government, just go pay off a government, and then they'll leave you alone. And that's what we're talking about right here. It's Ian, Chris, and Mark in the studio. Check out Chris on his show. He does one every Saturday. It's called Freedom Decrypted. And it is a liberty-friendly tech show that... do you know what you're going to cover tomorrow? Or is it like Free Talk Live where you figure it out 5 minutes before the show?
I have no idea. I have a list of things a mile long.
Okay.
You know, all those bad things that the government has done that are technology-related, we're covering them all.
Wow. Who's going to be on with you?
It's a three-hour show. Elstone co-host last week. I don't know if he'll do it again. Hopefully, he'll come back and do it. It was a great show, actually.
Right on.
Our last show. So,
And you can download these, by the way. If you can't watch live, you start at 5 p.m. Eastern time, but if you can't watch live, you can go and grab the video or the podcast. You can download the audio files
there
as well.
So. Audio versions and both Og Vorbis and MP3s. So.
Check them out over at freedomdecrypted.com. All right, so where were we, Mark? You were saying
pay off
a government.
What you were saying was that there's no way, like paying off a government and getting a piece of paper signed by them that says that, you have freedom.
I just don't trust them.
Well, I understand you don't trust them, but you're not, but instead you want to come here and argue with them.
No, I don't.
You think if you can finally beat them in rhetoric.
No, I don't want to argue
with them. If you get enough people together to beat them in rhetoric.
No, that's not true. I don't want to argue with them. I want to be left alone.
I know you say you don't want to argue with them.
Yeah, I'd rather be left alone.
But the evidence is that you do.
You're wrong about that.
Okay.
So I think the problem is that...
Let me say this. I want to go one step further. A government writing something down on a piece of paper can certainly be overturned by that same government.
No doubt.
Later. However, a government making a bilateral treaty with another government isn't so easy to overturn, now is it?
If you're armed, and this is the thing.
Who's armed? I'm not. No, you didn't answer my question. You did not listen to what I said. A government overturning a bilateral treaty with another nation is not so easy to do, right? That's much harder.
Didn't Trump undo some treaties?
Trump did undo some treaties. He's
he didn't
also
seem to have
United
a tough time with it.
He's also the United States. The president doesn't make treaties.
Okay.
Okay.
Did he pull out of the accord or whatever, the France Accords or Seattle or something?
I'm not making a deal with the United States.
Okay.
I'm making a deal.
So you're saying you don't think that a smaller country could pull out of an agreement?
So
no, I don't.
Okay. Okay. So I think what it comes down to is...
Because they'd have to face international courts.
You have to have the ability to defend yourself ultimately.
Agreed.
Right?
Now, so, wouldn't a small nation that had gun rights already and gun rights written into your agreement with this nation be great? Wouldn't it be awesome...
What nations have gun rights besides the United States?
I don't go through a list, but I can tell you that this
one
does not have the worst laws when it comes to guns.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you that we have hired, we're in negotiations to hire a security organization, person who listens to this show, understands the concerns in the area, has done a breakdown of what the government has as far as weapons, has given us a layout of what you would need to do to defend against an attack by this government, should they wish to do so.
That sounds like something you should be talking about on live radio.
I'm not telling you what we need to do. I'm just saying that sort of thing is... Well,
you've thought about this is what you're saying.
Okay, what can you do to defend yourself against the United States government?
Nothing.
Absolutely. Right?
Absolutely.
Like,
totally
absolutely
agree.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
But what can you do to defend yourself against some small little Caribbean nation? Well, quite a bit. They don't have much.
I think you're right. If we can get enough people, if the circumstances enable enough people to move there, I think you're absolutely right. And the question is there such a circumstance anywhere that could be put together?
What do you mean, circumstance?
I mean, so, New Hampshire, there's jobs, you know, it's
we
not easy
people
to
do this. So basically what our intent is to set up a resort that you live at. So we're setting up a city. We're going to need people to do things at those cities. It's not just rich.
So it's dependent on a basically business that would need customers, presumably, right?
Right. We're going to cater to the crypto elite.
Could fail.
It could.
Could fail.
It could.
Okay. Not saying it will, but it could.
Maybe freedom is invaluable.
So you want crypto-rich people to show up at this place, and then that will result in normal people getting jobs, is what you're saying.
Well, they would need things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, presumably a masseurs, computer tech people. I mean, I know I need right off the bat security. I need tech people to set up the internet and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm hiring.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm going to have people. And don't forget that the locals work for, the median income, $72 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cheap.
Now, is this a potential vacation spot?
Yes.
Well, and here's the other problem. Okay, so we're currently going through a situation where COVID, right?
Yep.
And... seems like a business that I might not want to get into, you know, because it would likely have high risk of failure. Because
people can't travel.
I mean, people can't travel.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared. I mean, we won't be open for business for, you know,
a while.
Not for a year.
I mean, no one's even broken ground on this, right?
Well, actually, phase one's probably going to be complete in the purchase.
So this is a done deal? This is like signed with the government gang?
No.
No. Okay. So there's no broken ground then.
Well, I don't know what you mean by broken ground.
Meaning somebody sticks a shovel in the dirt.
You buy this piece of property with this this building, this set of buildings on it.
Oh, it already has buildings.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I thought it was just going to be like...
I know. Well, I understand. I told you a few different things. We've looked at several different pieces of property.
I see.
And
so right now what you're saying is there's a deal on the table with the government gang of some small island nation somewhere. And it includes existing buildings.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
How's infrastructure? Because, you know, getting stuff to and from, you know, if I'm in the Mariana
Islands.
Like
a port?
A port. You know, somewhere. How would I get mail or packages? I mean, there's a lot of things I have in a first world country
that are hard to get outside. And even within a first world country, if it's a remote area, like, I don't know, you know, Mariana Islands is hard
to get. When I was on Mariana, shipping via Amazon sucked.
Mm-hmm.
It was not great.
A good point that I'm
I think that it's a great thing to bring up.
And internet and things like that.
Internet's great. Roads are adequate. You're going to get all the things you want to have as far as those things. However, shipping will probably not be great. We're going to have to figure out expedited ways to do shipping.
Wouldn't you be able, if it's an island, is part of the property that you're looking at going to be on the coast?
Yes.
So wouldn't you just be able to have things shipped directly to
it
you?
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't have to go through the postal service?
No, you need big boats to come in.
Okay. You don't have a deep water port.
It's not a deep water port, but there can be. Mm-hmm. It's an issue of dredging, and it's a poor place.
I see.
They didn't do that.
Cost, expense, hike, probably expensive.
So we'll probably have to do something like that. But currently, they're getting things shipped there.
Mm-hmm.
The question is how do we set it up so that they don't touch our stuff that comes through?
Should have come right to you.
Right.
That's what we want.
And expense, because
it's not free to do that.
Yeah. I mean, this could be very expensive.
Well, I mean, you're going to pay for your conveniences, whether you pay it to people who drop $1 million bombs and $10 tents, or you pay for it.
I'm not poo-pooing the idea.
I'm just saying. Nothing's free,
right,
is what I'm saying.
And you're right. And you're right.
If you're
and
on the moon, if you'd be totally
had
free,
the
but
choice,
it's expensive to get stuff there.
If I had the choice to pay higher premium for getting product, potentially, but it's less than the cost that I pay in taxes every year, right? I would do it.
What if it was the same?
I would do it.
What if it was 10% more?
I would still probably do it.
Yeah, that's what I feel too, is if I could pay 20% more and not drop, and not blow up people's children, just so that we create a vacuum of bombs, so that we can make more bombs to blow up more people's children under the next administration, I'd be willing to pay that 20% premium.
Okay, but you're a successful businessman, Chris. I mean, you know, you seem to do pretty well for yourself. And, Mark, you're a pretty successful guy as well in the realm of cryptocurrency and elsewhere. You're talking about this is going to be marketed towards successful, you know, people that have crypto wealth or whatever. What does that mean for the average libertarian that just works for somebody? I mean, if you can hire a guy on the island for $100 a month and he's getting 25% more or 33% more than what he normally gets to do whatever jobs you're talking about, why would somebody else be able to get hired there from the U.S. mainland?
Okay, because
I can tell you.
Here's a person who has never worked on an island.
Because of skills?
Absolutely. Skills. You have to bring in anything that looks like skilled labor into the island. Mm-hmm. You have to bring it in.
Yeah.
And if you want somebody to garden, somebody to cook, somebody to watch the gate, somebody to clean up, somebody to handle the front desk and deal with customers, you can hire from the island.
Mm-hmm.
If you want somebody to handle...
And you probably would.
Agricultural
it's
production.
Not everything, right?
Right.
Like, I have the same problem even in Keene, New Hampshire, man. Like,
singularity. He says, how many years has Mark battled the government gang and now he suddenly trusts them to uphold their part of the bargain? Just call the shipping company Edgington Post, too.
He hasn't quite done that, okay? In his defense, he has said that he will... There is some sort of plan to defend if the government doesn't hold its part of the bargain.
Well, they're working on it. It's an interesting project. I mean, like I said, I'm curious to see how it goes. I'm not optimistic, but,
but
I would love
to
be proven wrong.
I would love to be proven wrong, too.
I'm not optimistic of the Free State Project.
Yeah, no, I mean, you've given up. We're coming up here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by D.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.